It's Current State on WKAR. Peter Wharf in for Mark today. He'll be back next week. With the Pope's visit to the U.S. this week, the state of the Catholic Church is on many people's minds. There's been a decline in church attendance and in the number of people who identify as Catholic in the United States, and Michigan is no exception. In an effort to bring people back to the church, as well as attract new members, a movement called the Mass Mob has taken off in Detroit, out of western New York, and now locally. St. Michael Catholic Church in Flint was the first location for the first Lansing Mass Mob. With us in the studio today is Rudy Hoppala, a parishioner at St. Michael's, and by phone, Tom Mann, co-founder of Detroit Mass Mob. Thanks, Tom and Rudy, for being with us today in Current State.
Glad to be here.
Thank you, Peter.
Tom, great to have you with us. The Mass Mob movement started in 2013, coming out of the Buffalo area in western New York and then into Detroit last year. Remind us, we've spoken about this before. How did it get started in Detroit?
Well, as you mentioned, it started in Buffalo in the fall of 13, and they ran a story on MSNBC News, which was picked up by our Michigan Catholic newspaper, and the editor said, we should do this here. Well, it started on social media. Comments were made, we should do this here, we should do this here. And four of us who didn't know each other actually said, well, we could do this here. Why don't we do this here? And we all started about the same time organizing it. Anthony Battaglia did our Facebook page, Detroit Mass Mob. Jeff Stala started our Facebook group, Catholic Mass Mob of Detroit. I got involved with the very first Mass, and then the second one we had at my church, and I reached out to traditional media. And that's really what helped us tremendously. You know, people still listen to the radio, watch TV, and read the newspapers. Social media has been great, but your help was tremendous.
Tom, how is attending a Detroit Mass Mob a different experience than attending a regular Sunday Mass?
Well, for years I had been going to a lot of the churches in Detroit, and I would be there with maybe 100 people in a church that holds 1,400, 1,500, even 2,000 people. And so probably the biggest difference is when you show up Sunday for a Detroit Mass Mob, you better get there an hour early or at least a half hour early, because we've had 16 of them and we've had standing room only. So naturally the choir is going to sing louder. The Mass, the priest celebrating the Mass will be more excited. They'll be speaking, or his sermon will be more exciting. They really are quite an amazing Mass to attend.
Rudy Hoppala of St. Michael's in Flint, you're a parishioner. The Mass Mob movement has made its way to us, to the Lansing Mass Mob and our archdiocese. It was the first event at your church this last weekend. Tell us how it went.
Oh, it was exciting. It was awesome. I mean, you know, we've struggled. Yeah. As Tom has mentioned, we've struggled with a priest who was ailing and not being able to be there and so on. And we've been without a priest, actually, for about the last 2 years. Well, we as the parish council have been looking at ways to, you know, to bring the people back, because there's such a need in Flint. I mean, we have a desperate need, as many inner city churches do. When the person involved with Mass Mob, Barb Kaloidis, came into our parish council meeting, everyone you could just feel the excitement in the room. So we didn't really know what to expect, but we said, yes, we will do whatever we can in order to, you know, attract some people. Mm-hmm. Now, we did not cancel the earlier Masses in the day. We had an earlier 9 o'clock Mass and another one at 6 in the evening. We did not change those, and in retrospect, I wish we would have, because it was, you know, like Tom mentioned, it was exciting to see more people there. Now, we didn't have a huge group, But it's a beginning, and that's the way we looked at it, that let's be on the forefront of this, because we've tried to do that. We have four churches in Flint, that the Catholic churches, that are all at that same point. They're struggling. So we're looking to be on the forefront and have St. Michael's, with the facility that we have, come through and do what we need to do in order to help, you know, all of those in the inner city. So the Mass Mob was just an opportunity, and we saw a lot of familiar faces, people who are not necessarily fallen away Catholics, but had moved for one reason or another that I had mentioned previously. So that part of it, you know, we still had our same priest. We have been assigned by a priest, by the bishop now of Lansing, and so consequently we are glad for that. But it gives us a chance to get the word out to the people, because the rumors for some time were the church is closing. Some people thought the church actually was closed because we didn't have a priest assigned at that point. So the Mass Mob gave us a real fresh start to see that, you know, there's hope there. And that's what we're looking at, is hopefully someday down the road we're going to do another, and we'll be a lot more experienced in how to approach it.
Rudy, I'm going to ask you this question, but first I'm going to ask Tom the question. Tom, Mass Mobs are increasing church attendance when they're held. In your experience, Tom, who exactly are they attracting? Practicing Catholics from around the metropolitan area, non-practicing, other faiths, non-believers, a mixture?
Well, we've had 16 Masses so far. Mm-hmm. And the Facebook page that we have gives us a pretty good demographics of our following. We have about 6,500 people following us on Facebook. As far as the church attendance, predominantly it's in the 45 to 65 range. The other thing that we've had is many of them have been at the historical Polish churches in Detroit, the mothership, St. Albertus, the very first Sweetest Heart of Mary, St. Joseph at. We were just at St. Hedwig's. So they're bringing back a lot of alumni, people who grew up there, who had celebrated their sacraments there. They're bringing, you know, their next generations. A lot of times we have four generations there. But we've also had some younger people. In fact, using the term Detroit Mass Mob, some of the older Catholics, the people in the Archdiocese said, Mass Mob, you know, can you change the name? But Buffalo started that. We're now in 20 different cities. And really, I think Mass Mob, Flash Mob, the young people associate with that. And that was one of our goals, was to try and bring younger people to the masses. And I think it has worked. I've seen and talked to people who haven't been to church in years have come back. But the majority are regular church attendees who wanted to see these beautiful historic churches. For whatever reason, hadn't done it, and our organizing of getting people to church had said, you know what, let's join them. And we now have pretty much a regular following, which is just fantastic.
Rudy, real quick, Pope Francis is visiting the U.S. this week. He's extremely popular, even among non-Catholics and non-Christians. How do you see that popularity affecting the church in the U.S. Too bad he couldn't be at a Mass Mob.
Oh, yes, for certain. Oh, I think it's great. It is absolutely great. He is such a great human all the way around. And, you know, we're proud that he happens to be Catholic and he has such a following. So we're excited. We're not missing a minute of it. In fact, we're recording all of his speeches that are going to be played at our receptions that we have afterwards. We have coffee and donuts, and it's a big social hour. So we're really excited about that. And also, one point that I wanted to make was that the advantage that we had with the mass mob was that those parishioners who were there at St. Michael had a chance to have one-on-one mm-hmm. conversations with some of the people that were there. And that's the key, I believe, in order to attract someone back to the church and to make them feel comfortable.
Well, the Pope has his own mass mob. We know that much for the rest of the week. Thank you very much, Rudy Hoppala and Tom Mann, for talking about the Detroit and the Lansing mass mobs today on Current State.
Glad to be here.
Thank you, Peter.